She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Okay. This past Monday was Memorial Day. And every year we go down for the lantern floating thing. Well, this year, I felt so sorry for the tourists who came in that had no lanterns to float. They come in especially for this lantern ceremony. It was so sad that there was no lanterns for them. What was even worse was to see politicians there to show face so they can get your votes. No feelings. Wow. The thing I wanted to bring out to people is Hawaii has one main industry, and that's tourism. Tourism come to see the beauty of Hawaii. Not the rail, not the high rises, but the beauty of the aina. By putting up rail, high-rises, all of this stuff, you're going to kill the tourism, the tourist industry. Because they did not come to see the high-rises or the rail. Think about that. How many are thinking about the economy and why the economy is bad? It's bad because we rely on tourism. And tourism has been down this year, and it's going to be going down every year. Because who wants to come see what they can see at home? Common sense. Anyway. I see a lot of speeding on the freeways. Lots and lots of speeding. More and more people speeding more and more. And the reason I think it is because they're frustrated and they start speeding. I think that HPD, the police department, needs to enforce the speeding thing. How do you curb it? Easy. Just have the crew, their patrol cars go up and down the freeway with the blue lights on. Nobody's going to speed when they see a blue light. Common sense again. Okay? And I'm going to remind you again, folks, over and over. Remove the VIN number from your new safety stickers. Remove the VIN number. Okay? Because with the VIN number, they can make a spare key and steal your car. That when you lose the car and the rail is up, then you're forced to use the rail. And that's why it was donated. It was donated to the city by the person or the company that is selling the rail to Hawaii. Okay, so why would anybody donate something like that? Just because they have a motive. Okay? If somebody came up to you and said, here, I give you $1 million. You're not, are you going to wonder what that is for? Sure. So, anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Don't wait till last minute and try to get in. We have everybody trying to do that all the time. All the time. Get in early so that we have space for more people. Okay? Now, the issue today is do not jump start another car with your car. Do not use your car to jump start another car with a dead battery. Okay? The reason for that is you don't know what caused that car not to start or the battery to die. And if you use your car to jumpstart it, you might move the problem into your car from that car. Okay? So then you're going to be the one with a dead battery tomorrow. So don't use your car to jumpstart. Look at how AAA and all these people go to jumpstart cars. They bring another battery. They have a special battery made for jumpstarting cars. Because jumping from one car to another, it is not recommended. Okay? So, but if you want to do it and damage your car, then that's fine. Just bring it to my son Todd and he'll fix it for you. Anyway. June 7th, we're going to have the Mardi Gras Follies at the Hawaii Theater. It's been put on by the HBDA Cabaret, featuring HBDA dancers, Arcadia Follies performers, and guest performers, all directed by Jack Sion. It's going to be on December 7th, and it's at 7 p.m. The cost is $30 a head, no reserve seating. You can get more info from the Hawaii Theater box office at 528-0506. Okay? Anyway, that's one. The other announcement is on June 14th, it's going to be the 10th annual Just for Dads Auto Show in Kukui Grove Shopping Center. Kukui Grove Center from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. If you're interested and want to participate, give Harvey Maeda a call. Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay, that's June 14th, a Saturday, the day before Father's Day. Okay, we're going to be there giving away 10 Shell gas cards to the trivia winners for that day. 10 gas Shell gas cards. Okay, so anyway, they're going to have all other prizes and entertainment, live entertainment to give away. So if you're not doing anything, try to be there. Okay. If you have any questions, comments, whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. 5467. I wonder if Paco got his tires replaced. Hope so. He shouldn't be driving the car with that type of tires on there. Anyway, Hawaii is the best place in the world, folks. Go look at all the old pictures of Hawaii. It's really, really, really beautiful. Most beautiful place in the world. We try to keep it that way, but special people, special interest people break the laws, build high-rises where they're not supposed to be built. That's kaka'ako. I know for a fact because I was one of the original board members on the HCDA that made the rules and regulations for kaka'ako. And let me tell you, they're not following the rules. I tell you. Okay, so. And the road conditions in Hawaii is the worst we've ever seen. And it's not getting better. The politicians all, you know, promise you. But they never do it. They never do. It's all empty promises. Listen to them. They're all campaigning to run for office. And they're promising the world. But they're not going to give you anything. They forget when they get into office. If your car breaks, they don't care. The cost of auto repair is going up, up, up. And people can't afford it. So, anyway. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. On all new cars, I highly recommend putting on this electronic rust-proofing device. We see so many cars with the bottom of the cars rusting. Okay? But it's your choice, folks. It's your investment. Up to you if you want to put a rust-proofing device to prevent the rust. So anyway, it does work. I've tried it. I know it works. And you can get the rust-proofing device from Harvey in Kauai. Harvey's number is 651-2813. Or you can get it from my son Todd at 847-5554. Okay? Either one. Harvey also has that fantastic Royal Purple Motor Oil with a high metal protector. Okay? And he also has that fantastic fuel, ethanol, which is highly recommended for all cars. It really helps protect your engine and your transmission from damage. Okay? So, and the seatbelt law that they're pushing now, the click it or ticket seatbelt law, I'm against that. Let's go look it up. It's against your constitutional right. They cannot make laws that does not affect other people and only affects you. You, the people, have the right to decide whether you want to wear a seatbelt or not. The government not supposed to be there telling you this. But there's an angle to this. Something is there. And maybe the angle is to take away all of your constitutional rights. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Okay. We find that people are just too lazy to do anything. Oh, this is election year. Please, people, please do something. Get involved. Okay, it's time for a break. Wanda just came in.
Yeah,
good morning.
Good afternoon. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dime.
Are you looking for a new car?
or used car, I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob here, just rolling through bigger potholes on the freeway they're fixing, and there's two new potholes.
What can I say?
What? They're working on it for how many months, completely close it down, and they move the lights over one lane?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're doing. It's just, like you said, it's promises, promises, promises.
But, Bob, they can do it because nobody says anything.
Well, like I said, once you're in office, you're in office. So what difference does it make?
The people won't say anything.
And then you come out and you complain and tell everybody what you're going to do when it's time to vote. And mm-hmm. then when we're done voting, it stays the same.
It's insane.
So I don't know. I don't know what I can do. Just all you can do is just try to talk to your friends and... But, like I've always said, most people vote their wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if they got some interest in the game. But, yeah, I noticed that, though. The roads are horrendous. People are driving worse every day, it seems. And, I don't know. I'm just getting to the point where I just try not to drive as much. I may have to change my name to Sometimes Rolling Bob. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to go out and clean my car and listen to the show.
Okay.
So on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from beautiful Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Oh, boy, I'm getting better all the time, George.
So good to be alive. You should be. You're a nice part of town.
Yeah, and wow, George, I tell you, I don't drive any further than Hawaii Kai Costco and back to my house. Because, like, all the roads in Aina Haina Valley are all paved, repaved, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're getting ready to do Kalani Aniole Highway from West Pine, George.
Mm-hmm.
Out to Hanama Bay, I guess.
I thought they just did it.
No. Oh, no. That was fixing bridges out by the lookouts.
Mm.
You know, by past Hanama Bay, like the shooting range, and
mm-hmm.
before you get to Sandy Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll spend a whole year paving Kalani Aniole Highway, George.
Hmm.
And then when they get that done, that's it. I'll be driving on the best roads in Hawaii.
It's going to take them 5 years to do it.
Well, they've said a year, and apparently they're under one of those contracts, George,
mm-hmm.
where if they don't get it done by a certain time, then they got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that.
Yeah, give me a break. Let me go upstairs.
Now, listen. Here's something I thought you'd find kind of semi-interesting, right? they just did a big thing on, you know, the tourists coming to Hawaii, George.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the hotel business for, you know, many, many years. And what those guys, there's a separate outfit, George, an independent outfit, that calls the night auditors of every single hotel late at night. And they ask what the occupancy of the hotel is.
Mm.
You know, this is all a numbers thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they just recently announced how down occupancy has been on all the individual islands. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you go, well, that means less money for the city and the state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, a couple days later, it comes out that the legislature is going to raise the property tax way high, like ridiculous amount of percentage on the hotels. Okay?
Hmm.
So then you go, let's see now. You own a business, George. I've been in business. I've owned my own business. And you raise the price on us. Guess what we do?
We go someplace else.
Well, not only that, but we raise the price too.
Mm-hmm.
At least I know the hotels do, George. So you go, what? Now, here's another example of what the hell are those guys doing down there. They're getting less occupancy, which means that the people that come to Hawaii or want to come aren't willing to pay the existing price. So if the hotel, if the legislature...
Well, Rob, it could be that they came and saw that it's an ugly place to visit and they don't want to come back.
Well, I wanted you to throw that in there, and I'm glad you did, because when that train gets built, George, that'll be the biggest eyesore that nobody except for people like you and I can seem to realize. Mm-hmm. I mean, all anybody has to do is go drive up Cantlis or any of the ridges that overlook Honolulu, look down, and try to imagine those, what are they, 200-yard-long rail stations?
Mm-hmm.
That's long now, times three stories high. And then how high is that rail going to be carrying that?
Mm-hmm.
That thing on the tracks that they're building, and you think that isn't going to stand out like a sore thumb?
Oh yeah,
yeah. You know,
crazy.
I'm amazed at how well these politicians have just really crammed it down and stuck it to everybody. You know, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it so points out who's running this town, and that they really don't give a crap except for money and how they can line their pockets with projects like this.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So, but just a couple of things from beautiful Haina. George, no wonder I never want to go any farther than.
I don't blame you.
In Hawaii, Kai, I mean, it's funny how plenty of good friends of mine, George, they're all going, Kyle, Rob, I mean, you figured it out. It's like, why are you going to go any further than Kahala? Because all you're going to do is stress yourself out.
And get stuck in traffic.
Get stuck in traffic, possibly get into an accident, you know, and on and on and on, so... Sorry for all you guys that got to put up with all that. But
mm-hmm.
So come, Haina.
Okay, I'll be there.
Cheap prices.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, Rob.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Stephen from Kailua.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, George. Thank you for your show. You know the drunk driving commercial you guys play?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that thing is powerful. Every time I listen to that, it's like I got to fight back tears.
It was meant for that young girl that got killed by the policeman on Pali Highway.
Oh, it's a true story then.
Yes.
I don't have kids, but man, I feel for it.
I know.
And then...
You know, it's so sad. That young girl,
she
didn't have to die.
Yeah.
And that policeman had no feelings, no... He didn't feel bad about it. That really got to me.
Yeah, we have... The dark side is all around us over here.
You know, it's... Yeah. People have to think, you know, if that was their daughter, how would they feel?
Right.
It's sad.
And
I try to tell people, please don't drink and drive, but people still do.
Right. And now I hardly drink anymore. Yeah. But another thing is that I put that magnet on my oil filter,
mm-hmm.
and it makes sense if you put it on the far outside end, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
And if it doesn't fall off, it's strong enough.
Oh, yeah, it's strong enough.
Okay, that's good. And then another question is, you know the VIN number on the safety check, the new ones. Is that so the police can see it?
No, that was made there so that people can steal your car.
Okay, so it's for the thieves, huh?
Yeah. See, then when they steal the car and you don't have money to buy a new car, you will catch the rail.
That won't help me in Kailua. I only go 2 times to get ethanol.
Yeah, so erase that VIN number. Yeah. All you got to do is get thinner or brake clean or nail polish remover, acetone, anything, and just rub it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
The marking pen won't work, huh?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's all I got to say. Thanks.
Okay.
Take care.
Aloha. Bye. Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my penny.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, excuse me. We're back rolling again, and who do we have on the line?
We have Kim from downtown.
Hi, Kim.
Is this Jim? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. George, I wondered if you heard on Wednesday night by chance the interview between Brian Williams and Edward Snowden. Did you happen to catch that?
No. What was it about?
Well, he's now in Russia, so they arranged a secret meeting. And it seemed to me Edward Snowden, as I listened to the interview, he had total credibility. I remember back during the Vietnam War, Daniel Ellsberg released the Pentagon Papers. He was called a traitor and whatnot. And I sort of view that Snowden will someday be seen in the same light because he's sworn in to uphold the Constitution, yet he knows the Constitution's being broken with all these emails scooped up by, they scoop up everybody, we found out, not just the bad guys, or who they think is bad. They scoop up everything out of Google and all of these email sites. And it just seemed like a very credible guy to me. It sort of like opened my eyes that I think he seemed very intelligent. I understand he's got like 150 IQ or 145-50 IQ. And I think he should be back in the United States with all the knowledge he knows has. Even though he may have gotten a GED out of high school, or maybe he never graduated high school, he worked himself up pretty high in the NSA. And I just don't really think he's a traitor at all. I think he's more of a patriot by standing up for what he believes in. He basically left everything, you know. And not many people have the courage to do that. I was going to use another word, but he seemed like a very credible guy. Mm. So I didn't know whether you saw it. I just wondered what you might have thought about him.
Mm. No, I didn't. I didn't hear him.
Mm-hmm. And the previous caller, I was just not the one before that. I was just going to let him know the safe stations will be like about 300. Feet. They'll be about the length of a football field hanging up there in the sky, which will be extremely ugly after a number of years. When they get, eventually, I'm sure they'll be graffitied up and whatnot.
Yeah.
But anyway. But I just thought I'd pass that along to you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Mahalo.
Yeah. Mahalo. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, George. Hi. You know, I heard what you said. First of all, I'll just say this quick. I was not surprised about the lantern business you talked about this morning. I'm not really surprised. You know, you told about the politicians and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to tell you, I know I called about this before, but when you talked about the rail and the high-rises, you know, I mean, I could not agree with you more. I really think it's if it doesn't kill tourism, it's certainly going to bring it down a lot. You know, I'm one who knows. I'm from Manhattan. I was born in the East Side, Upper East Side. I was raised in Midtown, and I first came here in 1971. I took pictures from Punch Bowl back then. There were no high-rises in Kakaako.
It was beautiful.
Oh, it was like a magic land. Can you imagine someone like me from New York when there are only 1.7 or 1.8 million visitors coming here a year during that time? And it was like a magic land. Or Waikiki was pretty much built up, but, you know, you have to understand, it was tourism. And I stayed at the Holiday Inn Waikiki Beach, newly opened then, $15 a night with a view of Diamond Head on the 25th floor. Unbelievable. I still have the hotel bill. But I have to tell you, it's becoming more like Manhattan. Sometimes I have my lunch at Safeway or my breakfast at Safeway. And I mean, I'm looking at those two huge oval towers, the one in Pacific. You know, those two towers would stand out in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wonder. I mean, I don't know what to say.
The Hawaii Community Development, HCDA, was formed way back, and it was called a special design district. The reason for that was to preserve the view plane for the people from the ocean to the mountain.
Right.
But it's not happening that way.
Well, am I right? It's not my imagination. I had a picture I took of the Blaisdell. You know, it was only there for a few years. It was newly completed. But I took a look at that picture recently. There are no high-rises there.
That's right.
And downtown, I took pictures downtown, too. There were only four or five towers down there.
Yep.
And Waikiki, you know, not like today, but even Waikiki wasn't built up a whole lot. I have the Yacht Howard Towers under construction, and, you know, you could actually see the ocean more than that you can see it
not
now.
Anymore.
I'm going to move on to other calls. I know you have to take other calls, but I'm just so emotional about this because Hawaii was like a magic land.
Yes.
When I first came here.
It was
so far away, and you know, I don't know how
we lost it.
Oh yeah, well, you think we can get it back? Get it back. You know, and this is one song. Is who sings this song about what the king would think if they saw the high rises on the highways and
yep.
With a little tear in his eye or something? I don't, you know what I mean, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not the one going crazy, and I was against the rail, by the way. I figured I just want to say this first. If they were going to do something like that, and I did call while there were politicians on. And I called, well, why not build a subway? But they said, well, you know, they can't get the funding. Can't they get federal funding for that? And, well, we wouldn't be able to build it. They did research. But, you know, if they can put a subway on the San Francisco Bay, you know, in some of the places in the world.
Yep.
Really, you know, some of the places in the world. I've been in subways in 14 different cities on four continents. Do you know where some of these subways, where they dig some of these tunnels? Where they actually dig them in what you would think are places that they could not build them. If they could build them there, they could put one on the King Street.
That's right.
Put one in the Kapi'olani Boulevard. I don't know if people would really be too vocal against a subway. It's not, you know what I mean?
It's not ugly.
No, I mean, you know, Kapi'olani, hey, Keaumoku Street Station, going, I'm going to take one over there to University Avenue. And it's expensive to build, but they wouldn't be doing it without federal funding, right?
Right.
I think that would be a better answer, but what can I say? I'm not one in charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought I'd get up on my soapbox. Because I love Hawaii, too. I've been living here for 25 years.
I lived here all my life.
You know, then you know I'm right when I say there were no high-rises in Kakaako when I first came here in 1971.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yes.
Look at it now. Look at it. And look at, not only that, I got to tell you before I go, look at how many buildings are under construction right now. There are cranes all over the place.
You know, they're all breaking the law.
In what way?
There's laws, rules made for Kakaako, and not one high rise is following the rules.
Well, wow. And I have to answer you this also. Governor Abercrombie, I don't know. I mean, they have these mega fundraisers. They talk about Obama. Is it true about Abercrombie getting so all these campaign contributions from construction companies?
Yes.
And then they're granting contracts to the...
Yes. Sickening. Sickening.
It's unbelievable. You know, it's almost like he's a shoo-in in November. I hate to say that, but...
Please, not him again.
Oh. Well, on that note, I'll call back about either this or another topic, but you are spot on, George.
Thank you.
Mahalo. You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Pete from Hualoa.
Hi. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, George, I'm the one with the Dodge 2003 Ram. And my trouble light came back on, and I went down to check it out, and they said it's a catalytic converter. So I went to Kona Muffler here. Can you give me an idea of what it's going to be to replace the catalytic converter?
The cheapest way to go is to get a hold of a Summit catalog and pick up a high-performance catalytic converter. It's really cheap.
Who is that again?
Summit Racing.
Summit Racing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the bench was made of about 5 1/8 inch in diameter or size. I didn't really get that. Yeah. So Summit Racing. I'll call them tomorrow and tell them to look in the Summit Racing catalog.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, George. Have a good one.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we have George from the Big Island.
Hi, George.
Hey, hello, George. People are complaining about the politicians that are in. Well, I didn't give. That's not my right name because I am running for office.
I'm good for you.
But I'm not giving my name or where I'm, what district I am, because it would be improper, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just like taking contributions, I do not take any contributions from no one. I've gotten them. I kindly return them. But it's only the incumbent, who's a Democrat, and myself, who's running. That's all. Unless it changes on Tuesday afternoon, but I kind of doubt it. So, but this is the second time I'm running. I'm trying to make a change, and we'll see what happens.
Good for you.
And if I get elected, if by some chance I get elected, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to demand a recount.
Good for you.
I'm winning and I'm getting, no recount, but I am running and I'm going to see what happens, how many people really care for change. Everybody complains. Well, do something about it.
That's right.
But nobody wants to, but I'm. If it wasn't for me, the incumbent would get in unopposed, and that, I do not like that in any situation.
Yep.
And that's all.
That's right.
All right, George. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Aloha. Aloha.
Okay.
We have Paco from Waikiki.
Hey, Paco.
Hey, aloha, George. I got several things I want to talk about. One of the main things I want to talk about is I think Edward Snowden is a hero because he actually sacrificed his whole life in Hawaii. He sacrificed his lot to tell the truth. And if you watch that interview, he actually went on and tried to go through the normal routes by going to the normal media and going through Congress, and they wouldn't listen. So he had to just go to WikiLeaks, which is the international corporation, to tell the truth about what we're doing. My second is a conspiracy, I think, about the homeless. I think the homeless are actually being encouraged by these major corporations to go into Waikiki to lower the property value so these corporations could buy a lot of the stuff up at cheap rates. That's my theory. My favorite topic, potholes. Doing some research in potholes, and all around the world, when they fix the potholes, they actually take a torch to the pothole on the street to, like, prepare it and to get all the moisture out. And then they put the sealant on it and then take a steamroller. And then I look at our guys and we just put some gravel in there and then pack it with a hammer and pow, we done.
Yep.
The You Seal It guys on TV does it way better. I'm like, how come we don't handle the UCLA guys, you know, the guys that does the pay mm-hmm. raise and private stuff, and put them to, they're doing a way better job than what the city's doing. And it's just like, I looked at the guys, like, after the pothole's done, it's still not done. It's still all bumped up because they hammered it in by hand.
Well, you got to call the mayor.
He don't listen to me. I called him, I gave him the bill, and I'm waiting for him, and I don't expect him to come back. And
he promised you he's going to fix the potholes.
He only promises during election time when he needs to vote. And this another, I watched the Democracy about our voting process. Our voting process needs to go back into paper and ballot, paper ballots, and count the ballots, because the electronic way, computers can be hacked, George.
Oh, yeah, it's all being fixed.
It's all being fixed. Like, even if we was to have a landslide victory, the guy who, these big corporations that are paying for it, the guy who's going to work for them is still going to get elected. Our democracy is an illusion. Like, the computers that they write it in can instantly, remotely be changed, all the process. And they actually, I watched this, it's a documentary, people could look it up, called Democracy Hack. And they actually went around and they had the technology to change the votes, and they could actually change the votes no matter what mm-hmm. you vote for.
That's right.
It's a sad state of affairs, and I hope something changes in my lifetime.
I doubt it.
And I hope, at least the potholes. Can we work on the potholes? Like, one step at a time. I ain't asking for miracles. So, one more thing. In a news article, Hawaii News Now had a big news article about the inspections. The inspections are unclear about whether the car decals on the back of the car. They're very unclear, and now they're trapped. Where they're trapping our people. And they're cracking down on everybody who has decals on the back of their window stickers. So people need to be careful about the window stickers, because it's unclear. Some places you go to get inspections, they pass you. Some places they won't pass you. And then if you drive on the streets, if the cop feel like it, he can go ahead and stop you and get $200 off you anytime he wants. So I think I'm about to take the decals off the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to put people up to speed on that, and thanks. Thanks okay. for my card the other week, too. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. There's so many laws that they're changing and adding to, and it just doesn't make sense on the safety check, folks. Please get involved. Call your representatives, your politicians in your area, and tell them enough is enough. Cancel safety check. 40 states in America do not require safety check. Why should Hawaii? That doesn't make sense. You want to cut the budget? Cut safety check. Don't cut education. Where's the common sense here? The reason the other states drop safety check. It's because they don't have federal funding. Hawaii don't have federal funding, so let's cut it. Oregon, Mario Yano said, Oregon has the best system. It's the car owner's responsibility to make sure when he has his car serviced that the car is safe. If not, they get a big tag. Okay? They don't have to spend money to get safety check. When they got the car serviced, the guy that's servicing it, he checks it and makes sure it's good. Okay, who's next?
We have Mike from Wahiwa.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, George.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm listening to all this stuff about the state of Hawaii, Sitting County. You know what? And the reality is it's a hopeless situation until people decide that they've had enough and they want to get involved.
Exactly.
But there's one thing that is interesting that people actually can do, and maybe the state would find this interesting, and that is Article 5 of the Constitution, a convention of the states. The founders envisioned that we would become so corrupted with our Congress and corporations and other combines that they gave us a way to get around Congress. And if two-thirds of the states call for a convention of the states, Congress has no choice. And one of the things that we could do is we could reverse the Citizens United case and make it so that corporations no longer have natural personhood, which would take away much of the power that the corporations have all over this country. And we could do a lot of other things about that, too. And that would help the state. We could even do things with the income tax. We could make it so that the federal government not collect more than, say, 10% off of a person's salary, which would allow the state to have much greater taxing power to keep at the local level. So Article 5 of the Constitution provides two methods for amending the Constitution, and the states can actually control their own destiny by using Article 5. And so if people became more aware of that and lobbied their senators and their representatives, we could get this going. And any senator or representative that refused to go along with this, it would be easy to vote them out of office because it's a small area that we'd have to cover versus the huge area that we'd have to cover with if we tried to use Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to throw that out there because most people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a great boom for the state of Hawaii to be able to keep that most of that taxing money in state because we could do a lot of things. We could fix our schools, or fix our roads, and do all kinds of things that we can't do now because the federal government takes so much, you know. Mm-hmm. They take 28% to 33%,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the middle class. That's why the middle class is shrinking.
Yep.
That allows the federal government to fund all these illegal wars and foreign aid and all this kind of junk that all of us are against.
Good idea.
So look it up, Article 5 of the Constitution.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
We have Keith from the Big Island.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, George. I just listened to your last guy. Okay, I'm 79 years old. I had the pleasure of working for EE Black Construction Company.
Oh, I know them.
Yeah, in Guam, the Philippines, and Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, they built the Aloha Tower and, Pier 57 in the middle of the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't much money. Now, why can't we do that now? Why can't we expand Honolulu? Why can't we get that, like the previous man said, hey, there's tunnel machines. They went across from the English Channel to France. You know how far that is?
Mm-hmm.
Underground.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there.
And so why don't we put our rail underground?
Hey, it works. It worked.
I
okay.
Don't know.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
And God bless.
You too. Well, Very interesting calls we've been getting. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Yeah, lots and lots of people, no common sense. Look at how they're making Hawaii ugly. It's really ugly. If you never saw Honolulu back in the 40s and 50s, then you wouldn't know. But if you saw it back then and you see it today, it's really sad. And it's been allowed by the people. The people have allowed it. A lot of people are grumbling about Kaka'ako, but all they have to do is go look up the original plans, the original rules. The rule says they cannot build high-rises in Kaka'ako. Go look it up. It's all illegal. They're doing it illegally. The one on the corner of Ward and Kapilani has been built over a lava tube. And Heavenly Father help them, boy, if it don't fall down. Okay, who's next?
We have Carl from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Carl.
How's it? I have a 05 Forester. Mm-hmm. Check engine light went on. So I went to a mechanic. He hooked up his diagnostic equipment and it said that I had a vapor leak.
Mm.
But he couldn't figure it out, you know. So I went two other places, and there they told me the same thing as far as the equipment is concerned. But both of them couldn't fix it. One of them went so far as to, I think they said they're going to put smoke into the system to see. You know, I mean, I was spending all this time. Finally, I said, hey, screw this, man. So I changed the gas cap. And check engine light didn't go on for like 3-4 months, but now it's back on again. Now, the first guy was good because he couldn't fix it, he didn't charge me anything. But the other two places, I had to pay for the diagnostic, which was like, I don't know, between 150 and 200.
Why did you take it to the other places?
Because the first guy couldn't fix it.
Why didn't you call my son Todd?
Well, I don't know who to call.
You common know, sense.
So,
my son Todd is one of the best.
Okay, now what is his number?
He's always on the radio, 847-5554.
No, okay. My question is, if he can't fix it, do I still have to pay?
He can fix anything.
Sure now.
You know, I've been on the radio over 20 years.
Okay.
If you had common sense, what am I doing on the radio? If I didn't know Jack about anything,
yeah,
what am I doing on the radio?
Well, because I also call the Subaru dealers.
I'm not talking about dealers.
Okay. Now, where is your son's, does he have a service station?
In Kalihi. He has a shop.
Okay, so I just called that number and asked for Todd.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, brother. Right. Okay.
Okay. What a show. Please, folks, have common sense and save Hawaii. Please. We have only one. Okay, take care of each other, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita.